What you are about to hear is real.
See you there.
Goodbye.
See you later, Tommy.
Yeah. This is Don Reed, police recorder. Tonight you're going to ride with Detective Unit 5-6 on the night watch. Driving, Sergeant Ron Perkins. Partner, Detective Jim Ross.
A 5-6 in service, starting mileage 12,381.
12,381. 201 to 5-6, mileage 12,381. Detective Unit 5-6 in service on the night watch. Control 1 to car 5-4, at 2938 Stephen Way, then 2938 Stephen Way. Woman screaming for help. 5-4, your call, code 2.
This is a black sedan. It's like, a thousand other cars on the road. No identification as a police car. We're dressed in plain clothes, sport shirts and overcoats. This is Detective Unit 5-6. And while you're with us tonight, just remember the people you meet are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, on patrol somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
We're answering an unknown trouble call. Our only information is, see the man. It could be anything, and it could be nothing. The district car was tied up, and we're rolling on this call in her place.
That's a new housing project out here, and we've had difficulty finding the street, but we're on it right now.
5-3, IS-23035.
Just a matter of seconds, Don. We'll locate the number. Flashlights along the curbs. It's 26, 22, 18. Here we are. The house on the rear of the lot. Wind blowing across here tonight. The man up the walk, apparently the one we're supposed to contact.
He's the one that called the police?
Yes, the lady in the back has made a call. All I know is that a little girl has been crying and carrying on in there.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you.
Maybe I heard that wrong. Sounded like she said the cat was in the washer. Go to the back porch and see what it's all about.
And I couldn't move it at all. It's down the bottom part. I pulled the hose out, but let me get out of your way.
Okay. How long has he been down there?
2 or 3 hours.
The cat, apparently.
Why?
Stuck
maybe
under
longer?
The agitator of an old-fashioned washing machine.
Your shirt's still in there.
Yes.
Little side panel on
the
side of these washing machines. Yes, but
you see, I couldn't get to it. I'm screwing
it. That was the trouble. It must be a little bit catchy.
It's a kitten. It's clear back to the far end of the...
Just tied up in here?
No.
I don't think the kitten turned at all. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. If we can swing this around a little bit more this way.
Turned on?
Don't turn it on. You'll have miss me or cat me. And
that chrome strip that has come off the bottom. By the top.
Mm-hmm.
He's in here.
Then can't you get out now that you've got the washer pulled out?
Should be able to. How do you go by calling her? What's her name?
Tiffy.
Tiffy?
the base. Would you mind coming out?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get out and let
you see if you can reason with him.
Come on, Tippy. Kitty.
Ever try to get an olive out of a bottle? Sort of our problem.
Oh. Look, everybody's
afraid. Well, it's a good thing you moved it now. You can see how dirty it is down there.
Come here, Tippy. Kitty. Hey, Tippy. Come here. Come
on. How old is your cat?
About 8 months old.
8 months old.
Come on. Come on. She's out.
Eureka, we made it.
8 months old.
This is a kitten?
Maybe she wasn't seen back there
while
it's out.
No, I wouldn't say that.
It does.
Mission accomplished. Let's get back to work.
I think that'll do it.
Very, very nice. One thing I can suggest is to put a screen over there.
We're going to. Don't worry about it. That was one thing we discussed at the dinner table tonight. We'll get that fixed.
Good night.
Good night, now.
Good night.
Thank you very, very much.
Did you record all the statements from that victim?
Meow. Meow.
Five, 6-1 on the unknown trouble call. The victim was a pussycat. He's liberated from the washing machine.
Control 1-2, detective unit 5-6. Did you say pussycat?
5-6, roger. Cat was stuck in the washing machine. We're clear now.
1-5-6, 10-4, clear. Evacuation.
Standby 5-4.
We'll have a detective unit meet you. 5-6, come in.
5-6, go ahead.
5-6, meet car 5-4 at 2938 Stephen Way. They are standing by with an assault victim.
5-6, roger.
1-5-4, detective unit 5-6 is rolling, and we'll meet you.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. What are your plans for this coming Saturday morning? Working at home, finishing a pair of kitchen curtains, or cleaning out the garage? Will you be taking your family for a drive? No matter where you are, you'll enjoy them when you stay tuned to CBS Radio. Galen Drake is on hand with his friendly chatter and some swell musical talent to aid and abet him. Stuart Foster, Betty Johnson, Three Bows and a Peep, and Bernie Layton and his orchestra. There's a fast-moving show with Robert Q. Lewis, who has Ray Block and his orchestra, Earl Wrightson, Lois Hunt, J.P. Morgan, and Jan Arden to add to the merriment and music. And for drama, there's romance for touching love stories. City Hospital, with its glimpses into the lives of doctors, nurses, and patients. Gunsmoke, for action-packed adventure, Western style. That's just part of the story every Saturday here at the Star's Address. And now we switch you back to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
We've been about 15 minutes rolling out here to the west end of town. I remember hearing a call earlier to this address. I believe it was a woman screaming for help. Uniformed cars on the scene and radioed for us to meet them. Apparently they have some trouble. There's the lights of the car parked directly ahead.
Yeah, we're sliding in behind.
It's a new house. Very modern, beautifully landscaped. Coming down the steps, the uniformed officer, Al Arnold. Let's see what it's all about.
And her boyfriend, who has served 5 years in Quinton, are killing his wife. and then attempting to commit suicide, had her out tonight in her car and said he was going back to Quinton, but before he was going to take her with him, and he beat the living out of her. And he lives down here on East. He's down here on East Boulevard now. He's supposed to go home to his sister's there. So I thought we'd better bring you in on it.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, she'll tell you everything. She's willing to want to complain getting all out of circulation.
Move into the house. Have a talk with the victim.
Can we ask you some questions?
Inside. Paneled tile floors. Walls extensively draped. In the drawing room, victim lying on Chesterfield. Bloody handkerchief to her head.
We went out there and had a few drinks and had dinner together. And I don't know what you want to know.
Well, tell me how the fight started, how he
there was injured. There was no fight started. He wanted to come over here to my place, and I didn't want him to come over. He's staying over there for his sister-in-law and his brother. So he wanted to come over here, and that's what the argument started, because I didn't want him over here. So he slapped me along the side of the face.
Where was this now? Where were you when this happened?
In front of his sister-in-law's house.
I see.
He was driving a car, but I wanted him to get off there.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I know I'm going to go back to San Quentin. So he says, you're going to send me back there. He went in court and got a divorce. He's only been married 2 months and he got a divorce because his wife filed a complaint against him and said that she was afraid of him doing her bodily harm. But he's telling me how much he loves me. And he just hauls up and hits the side of my head and he puts my neck over the back of the car and I just scream. Wouldn't you if you're going to get your neck broke? He says, I killed one. I says, I can kill another one.
Has he been up?
5 years.
What for?
Killed his wife.
Did he use anything on you besides his fist or hand?
That's all he needs to use. But he can see him looking at me.
Can you take off this little
yours? How about your teeth? Did he hurt any of your teeth anywhere?
Lord, you hit me in the top of the head. He hit my head over there.
Anyone in the ribs or anything like that?
No. Yeah. No.
How did you get back to your place here?
He drove up here in the back in one of his parking lot. And he said, if you scream, I'll kill you. I ran out in the street and I noticed the gentleman, I don't know who it was, a man or a lady, drove up out in the car. And I said, please call the police. I said, he's going to kill me. And he threw the keys and he left. He ran.
He didn't take the car, though. He's on foot.
No.
What's he wearing?
He said his sister-in-law's. I just called her.
What's he wearing? What's he wearing?
He had a pair of tan trousers. Mm-hmm. You know, slacks. And a check coat.
And how old man is he?
About? He's 57, I think.
57? And how tall is he about?
About 5'10".
5'10". Is he heavy, medium?
No, just medium.
Medium build. Has he ever done this to you before?
Yes. Times before.
Has he ever beaten you up as badly as this?
No.
Do you want to sign a complaint on him?
Yes. Definitely.
You want to follow through with the arrest and everything like that?
Yes.
Now, you understand, we will assist you in making the arrest. But you will have to make the arrest, and you will have to sign the complaint and appear against it. And we will assist you and give you protection.
Thank you.
Okay? Do you want to go with us so we be sure we have the right man then?
I shall.
All right.
Assisting victim to her feet.
Coat on.
Heading now for our detective unit.
You know the house when you see it, don't you, ma'am?
All right. You live here all by yourself?
Yes.
Pardon me. Take her down. We'll follow you down. We'll meet you down there. Okay.
Well, we have the address of the suspect in this assault. We'll go down and attempt to locate him. The uniformed officer will go along. They'll transport the victim.
Hello?
fellows here that have been drinking. But some of this unsteadiness is undoubtedly caused by her injury, her black eye, and the cuts and bruises.
5-6-1 worked here on the home of the victim of this assault. And en route to question the suspect, car 5-4 will assist us.
1-5-6-10-4-KMA-394.
Now at the suspect's home, the victim will stay in the car. Two uniformed officers to the rear, just in case. Lots of big, tall trees here, the wind blowing through them. We'll go up the front.
Back.
Somebody must be home. Wait.
Police officers, open up, please.
Can we come in and talk to you, please?
Moving in. Apparently, sister of suspect.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Is he staying here with you?
Yes.
When did you see him last?
About 7:30.
Are you here by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No one else in the house?
No. My husband hasn't come home even.
Do you have any objection if we look around?
No. What's the matter?
Well, we want to talk to him about a little fight that occurred a little while ago with a friend of his. Has he come back at all since?
Well, yes, he's here. He's in bed.
Let's get him out. What about the
woman looking a little sheepish?
You go ahead.
Pointing to the bedroom. Moving into a side room.
Howdy.
Flick on the light. Suspect jumping up in bed, shaking his head. He can't believe his eyes.
Never mind
about
looking under these covers.
I'll be sure you don't have a gun.
What happened down here?
Oh, well, she just got drunk. That's all.
Did you hit her?
I just slapped her, but she just told me all the doggone names and the gods being there.
What started it?
Well, she just got drunk on me, that's all.
You been drinking tonight, sir?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
How did she get the black eye and the cuts and bruises on her?
Well, I just slapped her because she just called me more doggone name you can stick a fist at. Do I?
No, Detective Ross checking, make sure there's no weapons around.
Is this are you related?
That's my sister.
Did you inform her to tell us that she weren't here?
No.
Why did you do that, ma'am?
Oh, just
to
protect your
mind
and
your mind. Well, I'll tell you, how about getting your clothes on the rest and so I can find out what it's all about.
Sure, I'll be sick with that.
Backed out of bed. Red flowered pajamas. Slipping his trousers over them.
She just told me all the dogs on him. People stick a fist. She bit me in the finger. That's when I... I'll be tickled to go away.
Perkins checking his coat for any possible weapons. Not that we're suspicious. Just don't take chances.
Okay, good enough.
On into the front room. Outside, the wind is blowing in gusts. For a second it's blowing, and the next second it isn't. Now we're guiding the suspect up to our radio car now. Woman victim leaning out the window.
Yes,
the man that you want placed under arrest.
That's right.
Take her right into, get a crime report from her at the same time. We'll take him in with us.
We'll take the suspect in our car, head back to the station.
5-4.
Suspect in the back with Ross.
5-4, repeat.
We'll ride up front.
5-4, coming in with two subjects. One to side door, one to interrogation. Report. 5-4, roger.
That was our other car reporting us clear at the end of the station.
Get that black eye by herself.
Huh?
No.
This is the Detective Bureau. Into the office. The victim of the assault. Detective Ross. Officer Arnold assisting. Still badly shaken.
We'd like to find out a little information if we can on this situation. You understand the seriousness of this charge that you're placing against him?
Yes, I don't want it to be too severe.
Well, we have no say on the penalty at all. We're arresting officers. We're assisting you in making a citizen's arrest. You are the one that will sign the complaint, and then it goes before a judge, and we have nothing to do with it from then on.
Well, when he choked and slapped me and put my head over the back of the seat tonight, he says, "I'm going back to San Quentin," and they says, "I don't give a..." So all I would ask is for him to just leave me alone.
Do you think that he's released now, that he'll give you more trouble?
I don't think so. Because he's afraid.
Well, we want to talk to him a few minutes, and then we'll talk
to him
again.
But I don't think that he should do anything like this to me.
Now, do you want to bring him in here? Would you wait outside then for 30 minutes, please?
Yes.
We ought to get Lang or somebody up here to photograph her black eye and her cuts and bruises, just in case we have to have
them. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right.
Now, that black eye is getting worse.
Is it?
Yeah, when I first saw it,
like, nice black eye.
Well, when I first saw it, it was just right in this area. I see now it's spreading down.
He slugged her around.
Yeah.
It did.
So it didn't look like a fresh black eye.
You know how he killed his first wife?
Huh? How?
Stuck a gun in her mouth.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Stuck a gun in her mouth?
Yeah. Now he tried to kill himself. See the mark in his throat?
Was it a suicide pact, probably, or?
It must have been. That's what that court probably figured, because they gave him time to be
hurt. Come on, sit down over here.
Coming in. A suspect. Short, stocky. Hair streaked with gray. Powerful arms and hands.
How old are you?
57.
How many times have you been arrested?
This is my second time.
Second time? What was the first one for?
Second degree murder.
And when was that?
1946.
And how much time have you spent?
5 years and 2 months.
What caused your arrest on it? What were the circumstances?
My wife. Like I say, if I have to go back to this, back to penitentiary, I'll go back.
That's too bad you bring it on yourself, though.
No, I didn't bring it on. She helped bring it on.
Well, what happened tonight? How's the beef start?
No. That's
when you got back there to your, in front of your place, is where it started, wasn't it?
No, it started at this...
This bar?
Bar. What's the name of that bar?
I don't know, but I don't care the name of the bar.
Well, it started out there. Well, anyway, we took out. Took off, I see. And then we start in front of my sister's place and my brother's place. And she started to cuss me out. So I told her, "Keep quiet." I says,
"Why did she?
Quiet.
Why was she cussing you out?"
Well, because she was drunk. She always does.
Okay.
When she gets drunk, she always cussed me out. She called me a wife killer. And she started calling me all different names. So I said, "Keep quiet." I says, "I'll slap the living out of you." Which I did. I'll agree with you. I did. I slapped her. Like I say, I'll probably go back to the penitentiary and finish.
How many
my,
times did you hit her?
That I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say now. I'm not going to commit myself on that.
How come you didn't control yourself?
Well, I just couldn't. I don't know
how
why.
How come you just didn't say goodnight, I'm going home?
Well, I just couldn't.
You're in love with
I'm sorry, sir. I'm in love with a woman. You can say that again.
You going to marry her?
Hmm?
You going to marry her?
I would, yes, if she would.
Well, let's see what happens. Bob, in the meantime, do you want to put him in the detention cage?
Yeah, you want to
have to. Well, what's the odds, Perk? Do you think she'll sign a complaint?
We can't make an arrest with that one.
Well, based on past experience, she probably won't even sign a complaint. We'll have to turn him loose.
Yeah, could be.
What you have just heard is real. The investigations were recorded as they actually occurred. And now, back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
As you toured the night watch tonight, I think we agree the first case of the cat stuck in the washing machine needs no further explanation. But a little humor in any profession has always proved good for morale. The final case of the woman who was a victim of an assault is a graphic example of a real police problem. A uniformed car and a detective unit were tied up for 3.5 hours during this investigation when sufficient facts were made evident to arrest the suspect. The victim, however, refused to sign a complaint. Since the officers were not present during the assault, they had no authority to make an arrest without the signed complaint of the victim. As you tour the night watch each week in Detective Unit 5-6, it's important to remember that this is just one crew in one car in one city. All over the nation, thousands of cars, thousands of crews are patrolling the streets day and night in sweltering and freezing weather. This is our job. This is your security. To give you a realistic, factual account of how your law enforcement agencies work is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and described in the field by the official police recorder, Don Reed.